Emerson, please, figure it out for yourself. It's just an omelet. Well, just choose any kind you like. Pick one. Okay, use Velveeta.
Good choice. I mean, from a melting standpoint.
Emerson, I've got to go. I'll see you later.
How is your fiancé?
Helpless. But then most men are. I hope you remember you're being interviewed by that reporter from the Law Journal during the lunch break.
Yeah. Lana, are you okay? You look kind of,
peaked.
Yeah, mealy.
Mealy?
Kind of gamey.
Look, I'm sick, all right? For your information, it's just a virus. My doctor gave me a prescription, and I'll be fine.
Well, good. Then take your medicine, take the night off, go home, and go to bed.
Hi, everybody.
I cannot do you any good in bed.
No man's going to buy that.
Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
He bought it.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Judge. Lana, I just need a copy of the calendar, and I'll be trotting along.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is.
Did he hit you?
Look, I know I look awful, but it's just a little bug. I'm under medication, and I'll be just fine.
We're all set out there.
Okay.
You lost someone close. I'm sorry.
Lana is just feeling a little under the weather tonight, Bull.
Oh. I always choose natural fabrics. A good alpaca is a lifetime investment.
Oh, I must jot that down. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Greetings.
Hi, Dan.
Good God.
All right. That's it. I've had it. Once again, for everybody's information, I am sick with a virus, I am under a doctor's care, but no matter how I look, I am still well enough to perform my duties as a clerk of this court. Do I make myself clear?
I understand her.
I pity her.
I touched her.
Great, thanks. Whatever the medication is, it seems to be working. I don't feel so drained anymore. You know, I feel vigorous, like I could ride my bike around the park.
You know, my doctor made me get one of those exercise bicycles.
Really? Does it have one of those little machines on it that measures your blood pressure and your pulse rate?
Used to, but I took it off.
Why?
Make room for the ashtray.
All set, Your Honor.
What's it look like tonight?
The guy in the dress wants another strip search.
What a sickie.
Yeah.
I mean, gloves with a cocktail dress?
First case, Emile Dutton, Your Honor.
Well, you're looking good.
I know.
In case you didn't, call Emile Dutton.
Bring that clown in here.
Bull! Let's not forget that everyone that comes before this court is due a certain amount of respect, and I will not tolerate you referring to anyone as a clown. Unless, of course, they are in fact a clown. Explanation?
Emile Dutton, Your Honor. Alias Mr. Frou-Frou. Charged with gambling, disorderly conduct, inciting a riot, attempted assault, attacking an officer, and resisting arrest.
What, no lewd behavior?
I was too drunk.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Your Honor, several witnesses, assorted photographs. The state rests.
Any defense, Miss Williams?
Tell them what we got, baby.
Shut up! You're disgusting, and I'm disgusted to have to defend you.
Check me later, and I'll show you why all the world loves a clown.
Your Honor, if there were a reduction, my client would consider pleading guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct. May I submit that this man is more in need of our help than our punishment?
Is that your best shot?
Stick it, bozo.
Your Honor, the state does not feel compelled to bargain with this fallen idol of children everywhere.
Spare me. If the little creeps want an idol, I won't disappoint them. Let them suck on a George Washington or Ivanhoe. Somebody dead.
Mr. Dutton, I find your attitude a little unbelievable. I mean, according to your file, you've been a circus clown for 15 years.
It's a job.
A job? You call delighting children inspiring glee and tickling young fancies a job?
Who the hell is that?
My court clerk, Miss Wagner. As a student of decorum, I'm sure you realize that your remarks were ill-timed and highly irregular.
Oh, well, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know why please forgive me!
Your Honor, there's something wrong with her.
No kidding.
My roommate in law school acted like that once turned out to be rabies.
What happened? What happened to him?
He died. He started chasing sports cars and he was run over. I'm kidding. He died of the rabies.
Excuse me. I hate to break up your little party, but can we get on with this? I gotta get some sleep. I got a seltzer seminar in the morning. I got a new pump on the market. Let you hit a man in the face at 30 feet.
What a breakthrough.
Anything for a laugh.
Well, Alana does seem to be doing better. Let's finish this one up, then we'll take a break and I'll get her to lie down.
Okay.
Miss Wagner, can I have the disposition reports, please?
Sure. Here.
She slipped out.
Yeah.
I'll take her back to my chambers. You arrange for another clerk and we'll pick up after lunch.
Got it. Listen, are you sure you can handle it by yourself?
Stable fight!
She's got to reload sooner or later. That's lunch, everybody.
The place is a circus.
That's for sure. Great seats, though.
Hey, what's going on? Your trial has been postponed till after lunch.
What happened to my right to a speedy trial?
Dutton. If you're inconvenienced, I'm glad. You have defiled the image of what a clown is supposed to be, a symbol of childish innocence, simple spirit, ingenuous fun.
Is that what you had in mind?
Well, what is it?
I'm going to call your doctor. You are sick.
Sick? I'm feeling wonderful. I'm having wonderful feelings. Barefoot in the park feelings. Soaring on a swing feelings. First time in my life feelings.
That's sick.
You're sweet, you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
You're a humanist.
Okay, I'm a sweet humanist. Let's call somebody.
Like my fiancé Emerson.
Good choice.
Nah, I'm too happy. Happiness just worries Emerson.
It's only temporary. He's gonna understand.
Oh, of course he'll understand. Emerson understands everything. Emerson understands computers, foreign policy, the international money market. He's not like you.
No, I took a beating in pesos. Just kidding.
That's what's so great about you. You know, you can kid. You can joke. You understand people, their wants, their needs, their desires.
Well, how about that Middle East situation, huh?
let me guess. This isn't what it appears to be.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, doctor, she took them about an hour ago. Bizarre behavior? That would not be too strong a term, no. Uh-huh. Right? Right. Yeah, of course, we will not let her operate any heavy machinery. Right. Okay, all right. Thank you, doctor. Goodbye.
Was it the medication?
Well, apparently so. According to the doctor, in certain individuals, it causes insomnia, drowsiness, restlessness, euphoria, depression, or a change of libido.
What does it cure?
Apparently the fear of imitating an ape.
I can see the Chrysler building from here.
Eventually, you're going to... Hello?
Company!
Hi, I'm looking for Judge Harold T. Stone.
I'm Judge Stone.
Hi, Stephen Boswick from the Law Review.
Stevie! Hi, Lana Wagner. Talked you on the phone, remember?
Look, if I'm interrupting something, perhaps
no,
I could...
No, don't be silly. We're just doing a little redecorating. Let's get your opinion. Don't you think she'd look better over the desk?
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Bostwick, you're going to have to excuse us. We have a small medical problem on our hands.
Somebody sick?
Where do you want it?
Anywhere, please.
Lana, why don't you and I go get a cup of coffee and let the judge do his interview?
No, he said I could stay for the interview. I deserve it. I booked the appointment. I rearranged the court schedule. I brought in the soft drinks. Orange or grape, Bostwick?
Lana.
Well, what is it?
Okay, you can stay. The doctor said just try to keep her quiet for a couple of hours and it would wear off. You can all go to lunch. We'll be okay.
If you're sure.
Come on, Harry knows best.
Take care.
Yeah, thanks. Shall we all have a seat?
Your Honor, if this isn't a good time, I'd be more than happy to reschedule it.
He said sit down.
Miss Wagner, if you are going to stay, you have to sit there quietly and just... sit there quietly.
That's what Emerson wants.
Emerson?
Her fiancé.
Sit there quietly. It's hard to sit quietly. I mean, statistics show that right now I'm at my sexual peak.
We're off the record here, okay?
You know, I think that we all need a little adventure every now and then. Don't you think so?
Well, we're having one now, aren't we?
You know, sometimes Emerson is very... cooperative.
Maybe I should,
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. Emerson has his good points, you know. He's practical, he's dependable, he's safe. Emerson's a Volvo.
Perhaps this is something you should be talking to Emerson about.
I can't talk to Emerson. Not after what you did to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
You kissed me.
No, you kissed me.
Sure, after you practically begged for it.
Anna, because of your condition, I am trying my best not to lose my temper.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about what?
This thing that's happening.
No thing is happening.
You used me. Forget it, hey, Harry.
I'm very sorry.
Why are you apologizing to him? You should be apologizing to me. I mean, I'm the one that got hurt. You never liked me.
I like you, Lana.
Oh, you never did. I was just office equipment. I hate men.
Me too.
Hi, Selma. Nice suit.
Thanks.
Don't move to New York, my mother said. It's full of heartbreakers and degenerates.
I haven't worn underwear since the late 60s.
I bet your lungs are disgusting, too.
Anna, hold up!
Hey, she threw my cigarette on the floor.
Probably one of these.
I respected you, Harry Stone.
I respect you, too, Lana.
You would have been a good father. I know. I would have been a good mother. I want children, lots of them. My doctor says that I'm built to have children.
I envy you.
Get a shave.
Please hold up. I've got to talk to you.
Dacron, lightweight, easy care. Good choice.
Thanks. Lana.
I'll have to call you back.
Lana, stop. Stop right there. Now, listen. I know you don't understand this, but you're sick. What happened back in the office between you and me was an illusion. It was a drug-induced episode. Someday we're going to look back on it and we're going to laugh.
Oh, look, it's Lana.
Don't worry, Harry's here.
Lana, please talk to me. Here, I'll give you a sandwich.
See, I told you, it'd be fine.
You hurt me and you try and bribe me with a sandwich.
Oh. Hey, it could have worked. Lana.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love.
Did a really bad singer come by here?
I'll do my best to make him stay, the man I love.
Well, Lana.
You're right.
Good work.
Life is a cruel joke.
Tell me about it.
Nice. I was on the dean's list in college. And, of course, I edited the poetry magazine.
Lana.
Yes?
Are you all right?
Well, yes. Considering my emotional state, I'm very, very young. Harry, how could you?
Wonderful. I'm very sorry, Mr. Bostwick.
Ah, that's okay. I understand.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Lana, darling, I know this is tough for you to understand, but you have got to try. You have had a very powerful reaction to a medication, and everything just isn't what it seems to be right now. Your emotions are heightened, and your sensitivities are heightened, and you're out like a light, aren't you?
Have you ever seen anyone sleep like that?
Not without candles at both ends.
I was just resting my eyes.
For 5 hours?
Oh, my God.
She sounds better.
The guilt is coming back into her cheeks.
Court? Oh, it was over long ago, honey. Can we get you anything?
Over the counter?
No, thank you. You're all so nice to be concerned after
what I must have done.
Don't worry about it, kid. You're still young. Big embarrassments are still ahead. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Lana.
I'm going to take care of Lana.
Bye, Paul.
Well, if my services aren't needed...
Yeah, I guess I'll be running along, too. Take care, honey.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Let's go ask Bull if he'll walk us down to the garage.
You must be furious.
Forget it. I'm just glad you're okay. Seems like the cure was worse than the disease in this case, huh?
I meant how I embarrassed you before.
No, Bostwick understood all that.
No, I meant before that.
What you did in the court? No.
I meant after that.
Oh. The lip lock.
Was it that ridiculous?
No.
No, of course you realize that it was just the drugs.
Well, of course. But there are those who say that drugs simply do away with one's inhibitions.
Meaning?
Meaning that sometimes we act crazy and we do impulsive things because somewhere underneath we want to act crazy and do impulsive things.
Are you implying I wanted to kiss you?
Oh, no, no, of course not.
Well, good, because I would never imply that you enjoy being kissed. I mean, no matter what, I'm pretty sure I felt coming back from you when it was happening.
Then we're even.
Right. Sort of funny thinking about you and me.
Yeah. It's funny.
What's so funny about it?
Well, Lana, if you weren't engaged, maybe...
Maybe.
Gil Hodges.
What?
I was trying all day to think of the name of the guy who played first base for the Dodgers in 52. Gil Hodges.
Well, you're busy, so I guess I better be going.
Lana, are you okay?
Perfectly fine, thank you. See you tomorrow?
I got nothing better to do.
Great. Well, good night.
Good night. Lana?
Yes?
Good night.
Good night. To say that, oh, well, never mind. It's not important. I'll see you tomorrow. Are you sure you're all right? Good night.